we will conclude with the voice of Russia, an interview with a woman investigating BP oil company's continued use of Corexit, an oil dispersant in the Gulf of Mexico. Corexit is highly toxic and banned in many areas, including offshore in the UK. The voice of Russia.
On the line from us, with us in Washington, is Shannon Devine. She's an investigator with the Legislative Campaign Coordination at the Government Accountability Project. Shannon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
There is a very interesting story regarding Deepwater Horizon, and you know, for many of us, the whole Gulf oil spill is old news, has not been in the headlines whatsoever past 2 years or so. At the Government Accountability Project, you guys have been working on something most of us don't know, and that is that BP has been working with a chemical that you say is even worse than the oil that spilled into the Gulf.
That's correct, and this chemical is a type of dispersant called Corexit. When mixed with the oil actually becomes over 50 times more toxic, and that's a huge concern for residents in the Gulf.
Well, what are the properties of this chemical, and why is it worse than the oil that was spilled?
When the ingredients became public, we found out that five of the ingredients are, in fact, linked to cancer. One predominant one is 2-butoxyethanol. They're primarily PAHs, and they're highly toxic, more toxic when combined with the oil that leaked into the Gulf. The reason this dispersant was used, and it's commonly used to clean up oil spills, dispersants are, but this particular type of dispersant is highly toxic. And the reason it was used in this case, we concluded through our investigation, is that it made the oil disappear. And in fact, in turn, there was an out-of-sight, out-of-mind impact.
When you say disappear, though, nothing really disappears. What really happened?
Well, it breaks the oil up, and then it literally disperses throughout the Gulf Ocean into the marine environment, or it drops to the seafloor, which makes it much more difficult to contain. Whereas through traditional dispersant oil cleanup methods, you can use skimming, or you can use mechanical recovery and literally remove the oil from the Gulf. In this case, it's now spread throughout the Gulf ecosystem and out of sight, but still very present.
Well, this chemical Corexit is not just dangerous for the waters of the Gulf and for marine life. Apparently, it's also dangerous to humans.
Very dangerous to humans. And in fact, that was at the heart of our investigation, is the public health impacts of using this dispersant. The material safety data sheet, which is required by law at all work sites where Corexit will be used, warns that it poses a high risk to human health. Contact with it could result in effects to the central nervous system. It could result in liver and kidney damage. It could cause injury to red blood cells. This is not a chemical that we should responsibly should be using in the public arena.
But this chemical is legal, right? It's not banned. It's been used other places. So essentially, BP, in using it, they're using it legally. However, there are dangerous side effects to it.
The EPA has authorized its use. However, internationally, there's a growing trend toward making it illegal. Most recently, Alaska is phasing it out due to impacts that it had in the Gulf from the BP oil spill. BP's homeland, Britain, does not allow for Corexit use due to concerns of its high toxicity. And Sweden is on that list as well. The EPA is reevaluating its dispersant regulations, and we're hoping that it will remove Corexit from that list.
Why haven't we heard more about this?
We're concerned we haven't heard more about it because media has had a blackout since the spill. When we don't see the oil, we tend not to think about it. There's also been a very large misinformation campaign by BP to say that the Gulf is safe and ready for tourism. We feel the government's been collusive in that campaign, and the public has a right to know the threats that they're going to be exposed to when they enter the Gulf.
And Shana, what's your website?
Our website is www.whistleblower.org/Gulf Truth. You can find out more information on that site, as well as how to take action and ask the EPA to stop using CoreExit.